Blog Talk Radio. Okay, welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Sorry for the dead air, folks. We're having technical difficulties. This is Erica. I'm with Mad Dads. I'm office support. This week, I guess, for the remaining few minutes, we'll talk about this weekend. There's going to be a safety event at Heritage Park from 11 to 3, and that's going to be fun and games for the kids. We're going to have a barbecue out there. I'm going to have lots of fun, lots of people, and a lot of tips on how to keep yourselves and your kids safe this summer. I apologize for this. I'm not very good at this radio hosting thing. I've only done it a couple of times, and I've been kind of put on the spot today. Let's see. Anybody want to say anything? Give me something to talk about? Let me know, because I am kind of out of topics right now. Summer's coming up. People got to keep cool and safe, and everybody's going to be out there, so watch yourselves. Okay, so let's see. We'll go with the mission statement of Mad Dads is to bring about positive change, to seek out, encourage, motivate, and guide committed men in the struggle to save children, communities, and ourselves from the social ills that presently plague neighborhoods. And so far, Mad Dads Street Outreach Program staff has made over 5,500 referrals to it. Attend the Men's Empowerment Support Group held each Tuesday night. That would be tonight from 5 to 7. We have a buffet and free child care. And that's at 3023 4th Avenue South in Minneapolis. We'd all love to see you there. We've got many programs that can help you out if you need some help. Got lots of people you can talk to. We're always looking for volunteers. Those of you that want to volunteer, give us a call, 612-638-1007. I apologize for all this dead air, folks. I am really very new to this. I did not know I was going to be doing this today. I didn't have a topic picked out. The guy that was going to be doing this, I don't know if he had a topic picked out, but I kind of got just thrown into the spot, and I am at a loss for words right now. If anybody has a topic they want to talk about, press 1. Let me know. We can talk. Help me out here, folks.
Yes, I am.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm fine, and you?
I'm great. I appreciate you talking to me and helping me out a little bit.
No problem.
So, do you have anything specific on your mind that you wanted to talk about?
Yes, I do. I'd like to know what methods are good black men using to find mates nowadays? It's pertinent to the community because it's affecting how we're interacting with one another.
That is a good question. And that's a very good topic, too. I think that men are looking for women with high self-esteem, with good confidence in themselves, that, you know, kind of don't necessarily, that carry themselves with class. Probably be the best way to put it. I'm not sure where they're looking for them, but I don't think it's in the clubs.
Well, this is Aisha. I've called in before, okay? I happen to be talking to a large group of people in certain groups on the internet and in person. And I'm finding that there's this trend going on, and I call it Captain Save-A-Ho. Hate to put it like that, but I find that men are looking for women to save. Okay, yes, generally men are looking for confident women, but I find that they're looking for women who need help, which is a good thing to a certain degree if you actually need help. But
yeah,
there are women out here who don't need that help. Okay, and they're actually being used, which are creating bitter men. And by the time they're done with them, the men don't trust good women. So there are a lot of good women out there who are just looking to love the men, who are looking to be by their sides, who are looking to be, you know, just the type of women who they're actually wanting, and they're hurting them because now they're angry and they're just, you know, just dating them and using them and leaving them. I just want to find out how the men feel about that.
That would be great. I wish I had a man right here to answer your question for you, because I see exactly what you're saying going on, and I also see it the other way, too, where, women are trying to save men, and they end up in the same exact position. And I think, really, it's, you know, a personal thing that people need to just stop treating each other that way, stop using each other. If you don't want to be with that person, don't be with that person. You know?
Yeah, true.
That's my view of it. I don't believe in using people. I think that it's wrong, and if you don't want yourself used, you shouldn't use other people. And I think that a lot of people have misconceptions that, you know, you just use a person, it doesn't affect them.
And I think it's not just a choice that the person who's using people is making. I think it's everybody has a thing. And when you talk to people in the mental health field, they'll tell you, you know, people usually say, you know, there are normal people and there are people who have mental issues. Everybody has a thing. I mean, everybody has a quirk. They have something, some people more than others. I think people who are into using people, you know, it's something that has been done to them. You know, the men who you see who are looking for some place to live, you know, some woman to use, like I say previously, they've been hurt. Maybe they see generations of men in their family doing it. The women who are taking care of men, maybe they've seen their mothers and their mothers and their mothers doing it. Maybe, you know, that's the only way that they can find affection is to buy it. You know, the people have issues, you know. Then you have men who are trying to save those women because they see that they have been taking care of men, and they're like, well, I'll save you. You don't have to take care of men. You don't have to take care of me and like this, you know. It's a cycle of this, you know. Where are the normal relationships coming from, you know? I just want to know because, you know, I would like to find a nice guy, you know. You know, who wants to offer to take care of me, but we could take care of each other. You know, I just want to know.
Yeah. Yeah, a 50-50 relationship. That's the ideal thing. I think that's what everybody's looking for. Well, most people are looking for. Yeah. And I think along the way, a lot of people do get damaged, especially in their younger years, going, you know, dating, you know, multiple people, you know, when you're 18, 19, 20, and that's fine. You know, you go on dates, that's how you find out who you are and who you want to be with. But right. I think along that road, somehow, sometimes a lot of people get damaged in that.
But you have to grow up. You know,
exactly.
You go through that so many years, you know, it's sometimes you got to get help. I mean, you can read a book. You don't have to go to a therapist. I mean, you can talk to somebody, you know, older, or you can talk to somebody who seems to be in a stable relationship. You can find help from someone. You know, if you see it's not working, if you see you're hurting constantly, it's okay to get help, you know.
Yeah. And I actually, just this past Saturday, I went to see the movie, what was it called? The Steve Harvey book, Think Like a Man.
Oh, yeah.
I just went to see that, and I actually read his book when it had first come out. And I took a lot of tips off of that. A lot of women can, you know, take some tips out of that book, you know, on how to get exactly what they want and find the man that they want. It made a
lot of sense. I'm going to have to go right now.
Thank you very
much. I'm going to a meeting.
You have a blessed day, ma'am.
Okay, you too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, that was a good little topic to talk about for a while. Men, why are you guys looking to save women? Women, why are you looking to save men? If you're trying to save somebody, maybe you could find the person that's trying to save the opposite sex, and then you can be with each other, and neither one of you have to save anybody. Or just let Jesus save you, and then you don't have to worry about all that. Everybody's got somebody out there for them. And you can make it work if you want to. You got to find the Lord and have that as your rock and stone of your relationship, and that will help it work. And communication, trust. Women, you can't be out there trying to save guys. Guys, you can't be out there trying to save girls. If they don't want to be saved, that's it. They're not going to be saved. If they don't want help, they're not going to take the help. And they're not going to change if they don't want to. So if you're in a relationship, you think somebody's going to change, they're not going to unless they want to. And if you don't see that want in their eyes, it's time to go. So, let's see. We've got a couple minutes left. We'll touch back on the Heritage Park event this weekend. It's a safety event. Kids and Fun and Games is going to be there from 11 to 3. And we're going to have safety tips for the summer, how to keep you and your kids safe. And we also have the support group tonight. That's from 5 to 7, buffet and childcare. And that is at 3023 4th Avenue South. You can give us a call at 612-638-1007 if you need to speak with one of us about some resources or something that you could use. See, we've got a website around here somewhere. Let's see if I can find it. I think it's maddads.com. But I'm not 100%, so I'm going to look that up. It's MinneapolisMadDads.org is what it is. I apologize for that. Minneapolis, MPLSMadDads.org. We got 5 minutes left of the show. I hope you guys have a nice, safe weekend. And a blessed week. And try and help other people. Every day try and help somebody. Do something positive for somebody. And you'll get something positive turned back your way. That's how karma runs. Trying to think of anything else we got going on this week. Again, I apologize for the dead air. I'm kind of running out of stuff to talk about. VJ and Gil are a lot better at this than I am, I found out today. Let's see. Again, the mission statement of Mad Dads is to bring about positive change, to seek out, encourage, motivate, and guide committed men in the struggle to save children, communities, and ourselves from social ills that presently plague neighborhoods. So for this week, you guys take care of yourself and your kids and stay blessed. Thank you and have a good week.